Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Menachos Tzadi Beis. We're holding at the Mishnah, which is three lines off the top. We're going to discuss smicha, where the owner actually leans bodily on the carbon, places his hands and his weight on the head of the animal, and he does vida, he confesses. And the Mishnah tells us that typically a karban yachid, right? Smicha is exclusive to a karban yachid, a privately offered karban, as opposed to a public karban, where typically there is no smicha, barring two exceptions. It says the Mishnah, kol karbonis hatzibur, all public offerings, ein ben smicha, there is no smicha performed on those karbonis, chutz min par, except for the karban which is called par, haba al kol mitzvos, if the community was erroneously misled by the grand bezin to violate a very severe violation, unintentionally, of course, due to, you know, an erroneous ruling of the bezin. So they bring a special karban, a cow, a par, which comes to address this violation, this sin. So this karban requires smicha. And the second one is the goat that is sent off to the desert and thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur. V'soira mishtaleich. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af so'ir avoydas kechav. He adds the carbon called so'ir avoydas kechav. So aside from the par habala mitzvahs, also the carbon that Klal Yisrael, that the Tzibur brings if they sinned in matters of idol worship. And again, this was by way of an erroneous psak issued by the Bezin. So this carbon as well needs smicha. So Rav Shimon agrees that Sa'ir, he basically says there are three, right? There is the para mitzvahs, there's the sa'ir of it, there's also sa'ir mishtalech, but as we're going to see in the Gemara, it's really only two, because the sa'ir mishtalech gets smicha by the Kohen Gadol. He does it. According to Rav Shimon, that's not standard smicha, which typically requires an owner, the one actually who owns, who sponsors. But in this case, it's the Kohen Gadol, who's not really the owner, so to speak, of the carbon. We're going to see this in the Gemara. So in any case, according to both shittos, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, smicha in a public carbon does not exist except for two exceptions. What are these two exceptions? According to Tanakama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be the par alkal mitzvahs and Sorem Shtalech. According to Rabbi Shimon, Sorem Shtalech doesn't really count. Instead, he replaces it with Sarah with the Zora. So again, although Sarah Mishlech does have smicha, but it's through the Kohen Gadol, who's not really the owner. And we're talking about smichas that are done by the owners. So for that, we only have two. That's the Paral Mitzvahs and Sarah with the Zora. Okay, so that concludes this part of the Mishnah. Karbonis HaTzibur do not have smicha, barring two exceptions. On the flip side, called Karbonis HaYachad, private Karbonis all do need smicha, two need smicha, with some exceptions as well. Chutz min ha-bachar, the firstborn carbon, right, by Maser, tenth animal, by Pesach, which do not have smicha. One more halacha. So a fellow had a carbon and passed away. Now the Yerush, the inheritor, the heir, the son, will process the carbon. Does he do a smicha on his father's carbon? By Yerush, yes, soymich. He does smicha, it's considered like his own, so he just carries over. Umevi Nesachem, he brings along the Nesachem that are required for the carbon of his father, Umeimer. If he chooses to make Tmura, to exchange this carbon, that process takes effect. He's considered the owner to a certain extent because he's a carryover of the father. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabban kol karbonis hatzibur ein bo smicha. Typically a public carbon has no smicha, except chutz mipar, right, from that cow, habal kol mitzvois, where there is smicha, v'sir avodah zarah, avodah kechavim, or a carbon which is coming to address an idol worship sin, and the community has to bring a carbon for that, and it requires smicha. Divrei Reb Shimon. It's called Reb Shimon. These are the two exceptions. Parha mitzvois and sor avodah zara. B'doimer seirei avodah kachom ein bo in smicha. No, there's no smicha by the sor avodah zara. V'smicha v'tachteyem. So which other carbon will take, you know, their place? Sor ha-mishtaleach. Sor on Yom Kippur, which is sent off, that needs smicha. Ask the Gemara, why are we looking for replacements? I mean, it almost sounds like you have to replace it with something else. But you say, it's not sufficient to loy ma'ayel that you don't find a replacement instead. I mean, who's to say we have to have two? I mean, if one doesn't work, so maybe it's just one. That has smicha. Maravina, Gemira, we have a, by tradition, a halochal mishmi Sinai. That in fact we have two exceptions, two cases of public karbonites which needs smicha. Shtei smichas betzibur. So if you discount one, you have to replace it with somebody else. Amalei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon responds, how could you consider the Sarah Mishtalech as one of those two? Valoi, but we all know ain't smicha el bebalam. Smicha is always performed by the owner of that respective korban. But this Sarah Mishtalech that you're citing as one of the two korbanos that have smicha there is not performed by the owners. Aaron abanav seichem bay. Only Aaron, you know, and the Kohen Gadol and his descendants for Kohanim Gadolim, they do the smicha. They're not the owners. So it doesn't really count as one of these two. Amalus Rabbi says, no, actually, I agree, it's Aaron who does the smicha, but he's the owner. Af zes, even the Sarah Mishtalech, we consider it smicha by the owner. Aaron abanav miskapren bay, because the Kohanim, they also get kapara by way of the Sora Mishtaleach, just like anybody else. So they're considered owners. They're considered the Bailam, the owners of the Kapara of the Karban. Therefore, it makes sense to count them as owners regarding Smicha as well. So really, this Machlaikas links into another Machlaikas. A general question. Who gets Kapara from the Sora Mishtaleach? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the Kehanim do. Hence, they're considered owners, and their Smicha are Smicha by owners. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no. Sayyid HaMashtech does not provide kapara for the Kehanim, in which case the smicha done by Aaron HaKohen or the following, you know, the Kehanim Gedolim that follow are not considered. It's not considered smicha by way of the owner. So both positions, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, are consistent with their opinions stated elsewhere regarding the function, the purpose of the Sayyid HaMashtech. Does it accommodate the Kehanim or not? Really? So this machlekes links into that one, the Sanya. We have a brisa regarding that discussion. So it's on Yom Kippur. We have karbonis there, and it says v'chiper es migdash ha-kodesh. So the karbonis there are atoning for zelefnei lefnim, things that occurred inside. Somebody went into the kodesh ha-kodesh when he was tamei, so it accommodates that. It atones for that. V'soil moyed. Zehichel, that accommodates for mishaps, for tumah that occurred in the oil, in the hechel. Mizbeach kamashmoy, mizbeach means that if a tumah occurred, somebody was tummy touched the mizbeach, so it accommodates that, it atones for that. Yichaper, the extra word yichaper lazoris, that accommodates tumah violations that occurred in the azora. So regarding all these tumah related issues, we have two karbonas here. We have the par, the cow, we have the soyer. The par addresses the Kehanim's mishaps, and the soyer is mechaper on Yisrael. Okay, now, Patsa continues, Kehanim. What is Kehanim? Kemashmoy. It addresses the, it atones for the Kehanim. Al kolam akol, what's that? El Yisrael, that's the rest of the community. The word yechaper, el levim, addresses the levim. So in this phrase, we have sort of bundled everybody together as one community. Hushvu kulan, they've all been sort of compared and equated l'chapara achas regarding one kapara, which means shemischapren besorim mishtaleach. The pasuk here is going to teach us that although when it comes to tumor related mishaps, that's one category of violations, and regarding that each grouping had its own kapara, the Kehanim, right, the Yisrael. But when it comes to other aver, general atonements, all of Klal Yisrael, whether the Kehanim will be Yisrael, they all get atoned by the Zorah Mishtaleach. That's Rabbi Yudah. So clearly Rabbi Yudah holds Zorah Mishtaleach addresses the Kehanim as well. Hence, when they do the Smicha, it is considered standard smicha procedure by way of the owner, as we said before. Reb Shimon Abi disagrees. He says, no, Sarah Mishtalech does not address the Kehanim's issues. In which case, the smicha done by the Kohen Gadol on that carbon is not smicha by owner. And therefore, it doesn't count as one of the standard smichas. Reb Shimon Omer, yeah, I disagree, he says. Kashem Shadam Soir Hanasa Bifnim Mechapar Al Yisrael Al Tumas Migdash HaKadosha. Just like the blood that's applied inside, deep inside in the Kodesh HaKadoshim of the Soir addresses tumor related mishaps which were done by the regular community members, by Yisrael, Kachlam Apar Mechapar Al Kehanam Al Tumas Migdash HaKadoshim. Likewise, the blood of the Par likewise addresses tuma related issues by the Kehanim. But now, I disagree on the next point. Until now, we're okay. But now here goes a digression. He says like this. Regarding other general averis, you hold that everybody is addressed by the Yisrael Mishtalech. I disagree. No, the Kehanim are addressed by the Par. Different aspect of the Par. The confession that's done with the Par. So the blood of the Par addresses one issue, Tumah issues, and the confession, the Vidu, addresses general concerns, general averis. But again, only of the Par. Just like the Vidu that accompanies the Soir Mishtalech addresses any avera by Klal Yisrael, likewise, Kach Vidu, Shal Par Mechaper, Al Chayhanim Shal Averis. The Kohanim get their Kapar on other aver, on general averis through the Vidu of the Par. Not Soir Mishtalech. So they're not really benefiting directly from the Soir Mishtalech. So when they do smicham, the Kohen Gadol smicham, the Soir Mishtalech, it's not by way of the owner. And therefore, he doesn't consider it one of the standard smichas and doesn't really count as one of the two smichas that apply to public karbonis. Here comes a question, but I mean, Rabbi Yehuda was sourced in a pasuk where it seemed that all, you know, the pasuk taught that all of Klal Yisrael are equal, are on the same plane regarding kapara, and that's what led him to his conclusion that the Yisrael Mishtalech addresses all the general averus regarding anybody. Says Rabbi Shimon disagrees in concept. Yeah, hushu. They all have kapara, and that way they're all equated. But what's the mode? What's the vehicle of kapara? Each one has its own avenue. Miu, but still, kol chad v'chad, every group, mechaper b'denafshe, gets its own personal conduit for kapara. Yisrael get theirs from the Yisrael Mishtalech, and the Kehanim from the Par. So the Gemara will now sort of recap the, their machlekes, these two positions. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tumas Midrash Kedosha Yisrael Mechaper B'dam Masar Nasah Bifnim. Regarding tumor related issues, Klal Yisrael get the kapara from the dam of the soyer that's processed in the Kedosh Kedoshim. The Kehanim Parshal Arin, and the Kehanim get their respective tuma kapara from the par. B'shar Averis, regarding general Averis, Eilu Veilu Mechaper B'vidui Soyer Mishtalech. With Rabbi Yehuda, both Kehanim and Yisrael get their kapara from the vidui of the Mishtalech. Rabbi Shimon. On this, he disagrees. B'shar averus nami kohanim bevidus the par mischaper regarding general averus by the kohanim, they get it from the vidu of the par, not from the sir. Kedik Tony has the Mishnah back in Masechas Shavuos taught us. Echad Yisrael, echad kohanim, echad Mashiach. Whether you're Yisrael or a kohen or an anointed kohen, a kohen gadol, they'll all get kapara from the sir of Mishtalech. This is Rabbi Yehuda speaking. Ma ben Yisrael kohanim ulkoyim Mashiach. So what is the difference between these groups regarding tumah related issues? Elo shadam apar mechaper kohanim b'tumas mikdash kedusha. The kohanim get their tumah atonement from the dam apar, and the Yisraelim get from the dam of the Yisrael b'fnim. But regarding general averus, all groups benefit from the Yisrael Mishtalech. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer disagrees. Regarding the kohanim's kapara on general averus, they get it from the Vidui of the par, unrelated to the soil. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kishem, just like Shadam Hasur Nasab Afnim, just like the blood of the internal Sur, Mechaper al Yisrael takes care of the tumor mishaps by Yisrael, Kachtama Par, Mechaper al Kehanim. Likewise, the Dam of the Par takes care of the tumor related issues by the Kehanim. And likewise, regarding general Avirus, there's that distinction. Kishem Shividu Shal Shem Shalech, just like the Vidu that accompanies the Sur Mishalech is Mechaper al Yisrael, takes care of the rest of the Yisrael's mishaps, Kach. Likewise, the Kohanim benefit from the vidui of their par, which atones for their general affairs. Tana Rabbanan, here comes a new brisa, which will discuss whether, in fact, there is smicha by the Soir of Edizora, which was discussed in the Mishnah. Rosh Hashanah says that's the second public offering that has smicha. Here comes a brisa. Tana Rabbanan. This is a pasuk by the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur, which again is a carbon that Klal Yisrael will bring if they erred, they violated an Avera, which was triggered by an erroneous psak of the Bezin. Okay, so they bring the Par, and they do Smicha, V'samchu Zikne Eda, so the elders, the Sanhedrin, Zikne Eda is a reference to the Zekenim on the Chachamim, the members of the Sanhedrin, they do the smicha on the head of the par. They represent Klal Yisrael. We learn from here, par torn smicha. Only this carbon needs smicha, but not the carbon that's brought on account of avodah zarah sins. That should be his opinion. So according to him, there is no smicha on the yisur avodah zarah. Rab Shimon Omer, he says, no, we have to learn it differently. Par Ton smicha vaskenim. It's true the par is unique in the sense that it gets smicha by way of the Sanhedrin. They do it. Ve'ein sirei avodis kecham tunu smicha vaskenim el ba'arim. Yisur avodizor, however, does not need the, it needs smicha, but not the same fashion of smicha. It's not the zakenim, it's iron, it's the kayanim that do it. Says the Gemara, really? V'ramini, we have a kasha. From a different brisa. Here we say that according to Rav Shimon, there is smicha done by the Kayan. Listen to this brisa. This brisa actually will speak about the Soira Mishtaleach, the one that's sent off alive, Hachai, right? So the pasuk there says that Arim, Alim Kippur, the Kayan Gadol, does a smicha before he sends it off. We learn from Hachai, only this live one, only this one. Hachai ton smicha, this one needs smicha. Ve'en siri, avoidas kicham tunu smicha, the Rav Yudah, he says, Surah of Edizara does not need smicha. That's Rabbi Shita, consistent with what he said before. But here comes the kasha of Shimon Omer. Chayton smicha ba'arein. We'll learn it, but a little differently. The Surah Mishtalech, which we're calling Chay, this extra expression is telling you there's something unique. This one needs a very unique process of smicha, ton smicha ba'arein. Chayton smicha ba'arein, which is the Kohen Gadol. We turn to him in base. Ve'en sirei. Avoidas kechavim, tunu smicha ba'arin el vaskenim. Soir avodizor is different in a sense, not very drastically different, just in a sense that it doesn't need smicha by way of the kayin. Rather, who does the smicha? The skenim, the Sanhedrin. Hold it. A minute ago, Rav Shimon himself tells us that the smicha performed on the soir avodizor is done by a kayin. And here he says by the zakenim. Or Rav Sheshes, hold it. Vitizbra. Hold it for a second. Do you really think that the first brisa was worded correctly? It can't be. Because Amar Rav Shimon, smicha v'balam be'inan. Let's just recall a minute ago, Rav Shimon had told us that true smicha needs to be done by the owner. So, who's the owner of the Sora by the Zora? It's Klal Yisrael. And Bezin is the one that represents Klal Yisrael. They're the ones that caused the Chet, they're the ones that made the Psak, the verdict that triggered this whole avalanche, right? They're considered the owners. So, it's going to be inconsistent with Shimon's own position. Rav Shimon was arguing his point earlier. He says that the true smicha is only counts when it's the owner. And he was telling us that that the Kohen is meant to do the smicha on the Yisrael by the Zara, which represents Klal Yisrael. Ela Tritzachi, right? So again, Hamar Shimon smicha be'balam binim, El Tritzachi. So apparently we have to sort of modify the wording in the Brises so that it works. We have the first Brise. Let's start with the first Brise again. That's the par, right? The par alim double shalitzibur. And we learn from Hapar, par ton smicha. Rabbi's opinion is that only the par alim double needs smicha at all. Be'ein se'iri avizkicham tunis smicha. There is no smicha in existence at all by par, by sora, by desar. Okay, that's consistent with what we said before. He discounts the whole smicha by the par, by the sora, by desar. Okay. Now comes the main point. Reb Shimon Aimer. He says, we can't learn from the par something regarding a sawyer. It's a different thing. Rather, let's shift gears to a pasuk which speaks about a sawyer. Which sawyer? The one that's sent away on Kippur. And there it says, hachai. An extra word. Hachai is telling you, chai to smicha ba'arim. This one has smicha by the Kohen Gadol. Ve'ein siri avoides kicham tunis smicha ba'arim el vaskenim. It's the opposite. Sora v'dezora. His smicha is not performed by Aaron, by the Kohen, rather by the Zkenim. Which fits perfectly with Reb Shimon's position that first of all, Sora v'dezora has smicha, as he stated back in the mission, that was number two on the list. And secondly, it's done by the owner, by the Zkenim. Ve'achika amalei, Reb Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. And this was Reb Shimon's presentation, response to Rabbi Yehuda. Unlike your position, that Sora v'dezora has no smicha, just the opposite. Siri avitzkicham bo smicha. Of course they need smicha. V'yishmilach lo bo smicha. And if you heard about something that there's no smicha, let me explain it to you. Ba'arin hu d'shmilach. All you heard was that Aaron the Kohen doesn't do the smicha in this case. U'mi'ut me'achayu. Because the meat is from the word hachay, like we explained before. That all smicha is done, but it's done in a different way than the Sarah Mishtalech, which is done by Aaron. Rather, by Avidizor, it's done by the Zkenim. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Lamalilim Atinu Mikra. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we need a pasuk to exclude the Sarah Vedazara from Smicha? V'amaravina Gemira Shtei Smichas Vetzibu. We already have a quote, a presentation by Ravina, who tells us there's a rule, right? Right, back on Amud Aleph, there's Alach Meshem Sinai. We know there's a formula that only two Karbanas Tzibu need Smicha. And according to Rida, that quota has been used up, those slots have been filled. Firstly, the parallel Davar Shel Tzibur. Secondly, the Sora Mishtalech and Yom Kippur, which according to him was done by Aaron HaKohen, which according to him is the owner because he gets kapar from it, right? It's all sort of a chain, a linkage. This whole thing connects one to the other. It's according to a review that's been used up. Why does he need a special pasuk now to exclude smicha from the para of a dezara? The slots have been used up. Girsa Baalma, you're right, he didn't really need it. It was just Girsa, you know. He formulated in a way that you'll remember it. It's, you know, he sort of tacked it to a pasuk. So basically, it's like a smachta. It's like a way to remember, to recall, to organize things. But in reality, technically, he didn't need a special pasuk for that. Ask the Gemara in the reverse. V'Reb Shimon, Sida v'Yizkicham d'Boy Smicha Menalan. According to Reb Shimon, how do we even know, in concept, that Soira v'Dezara needs smicha? Now, I understand we had a dig from Hachai that it's not going to be done by Aaron, rather by the Skenim, but that's second base. You first have to get to the foundation. How do you even know that there's smicha in existence by Yisrael by the Zorah? Nafkul Medesan, he has a brisa for that. The pasuk says, V'samach Yod al-Rish ha-Soyer. This is actually a carbon that a Nasi, a king, will bring if he sins, if he errs. He does smicha on the animal. And he didn't have to express it so detailed. Al Roish HaSoyer could have just said V'samach Yod Al Roish. We know it's the head of the animal. Roish HaSoyer, that extra expression is coming to include another carbon for smicha. The rabbis Seir Nachshon smicha. This is in the Mishkan. Nachshon was a Nasi, right? And the other, his other colleagues that brought carbonis. So although it was a it was technically a chatas, but it needed smicha. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, that's not what we learn from here. The rabbis, Shimon of the Rabbi Siriyav is Kechamla Smicha. He learns that the extra expression is coming to cover and require a smicha by Sarah by the Zara. Shayr of Shimon Aymer, because Shimon will tell us, Kala Chata Shinichas Dam Lofnim, Tuna Smicha. Every Chatas, typically a Chatas does not have smicha, but barring a Chatas whose blood is transported inside into the Hechel and Kachakadashim to apply it there, that's a unique, a special carbon Chatas, and that requires smicha. Tuna smicha. Okay, so according to him, Sarah Vedazara needs smicha from this pasuk. Lama li l'mem shahaya. Ask the Gemara, why do you have to give this whole, you know, elongated formula? Shoyer b'shemen oimer, he would say, he would teach, just simply put. He learns from this pasuk that Sarah Vedazara needs smicha. The Siman HaBalm, again, it's just to, so that we recall it and we have clear what Rav Shimon had in mind, rather than include the Sar Nachshon, which doesn't have this added element of blood going inside. He referred it to the Sar Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, okay, how does he know that this extra pasuk Al Rosh HaSoy refers specifically to the Sar Avodah Zarah? I mean, there are other candidates, other karbanos. Ve'ema Sar Nasa Befnim. Maybe it's going on the Sar Avim Kippur, whose blood is processed inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and maybe that needs smicha. Says the Gemara, do me the soyer nasi. True that he's adding another carb, but it has to be comparable, somewhat comparable. It has to match up with the soyer that the nasi brings, because that's exactly what the pasuk is talking about a soyer that a king brings, right? The mechaper averis mitzvah yedua, right? So What defines the carbon chata, the sor that a nasi brings? It's coming to atone for a very specific chachet that he did. And likewise, we assume that when the pasuk is expanding it to include another type, it's meant to be similar, something that matches in its function, its purpose, and its accomplishment. The sor of the nasi, which is mechaper and specific aver. Likewise, the sor of a dessert has that quality. It's mechaper and a dessert, as opposed to sor nasi befnei yom kippur, which is mechaper on a whole host of not a very specific thing. It's mechaper and tumas migdash kedoshav, tumah issues that occurred which aren't really defined or even known. Right. Okay, so bottom line is, according to Rav Shimon, how do we know that Sarah Vedazara has smicha at all? That's based on this pasuk, V'samach Yod Al Rosh Shoy, Al Rosh HaSoy, which is an extra expression. And he learns from there that something which is similar to that subject matter of that pasuk, which is Yisar of a Nasi, which is Mechaper and specific Aver, whose dam is taken inside. Actually, Sar Nasi, don't think his dam is taken inside, but in any case, Rav Shimon's formula is based on something that is comparable to Sar Nasi, which is Mechaper and Avera Mitzvah Yedua, which we only have one candidate for that, so Sar Avodah Zarah. Hence, Rav Shimon concludes that the Sar Avodah Zarah, which he coins as a carbon whose blood is taken inside, but the Gemara says it isn't necessarily needed. It's just a siman to recall which one he meant, and that one needs smicha. Okay, ask the Gemara another kasha on Rav Shimon. Ulu Ravina de Omar Gemiri, Shtei Smichos B'Tzibur, Kroi Lamedi, according to Ravina, who presented this formula. There are two public offerings that have smicha. Inevitably, we'll know it's going to be these two, because there's no other candidate for a public carbon that will need smicha. Right? Sarah Mishtalech, Kuntar Rav Shimon doesn't qualify, because even though there's smicha, but he's not the owner. So all we have is the Par Helam Davar and the Sarah Vedazara. Why do we need a special pasuk for it? Answer the Gemara, no, there are other candidates as well. If not for the pasuk, I would say maybe Israel, Chasav, Ixer, Kroi. We need the Halacha to tell you that it's two, but we also need the Psukim to identify which two. The Imakro, because if only from the Psukim, Hava min zivcha shal mitzibur. I would say perhaps instead of putting Sora Vedazara on the list, putting him in the slot, let's do a different public carbon and require smicha there. The public shlamims that we bring on Shavuos with the two breads, right? Because really we had a kasha kikushi, we have a kasha that really should need smicha. Masnisim, we had the Mishnah, the Achpirka, the Chol HaMenachas Bois. We have a perek called Chol HaMenachas Bois. In that perek, very interesting, the Gemara refers to a Mishnah back in a different perek by relating to its the name of the perek. So the perek is called Kol HaMenachas Bois. In that perek we have a Mishnah where Reb Shimon actually, he tells us Shloisha Minin Tunin Shlosh Mitzvahs. There are three types of karbonis that are involved with three mitzvahs, and there are two of the three mitzvahs to each of those three karbonis. We discussed that back then, and we came out that the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur will in fact only have tenufa, waving back and forth. There's no smicha there. And the Mara Kasha, why not? Why not apply smicha to zivchei shal mitzibur? We use zivchei shal mitzibur to no smicha. Perhaps we should require smicha on those karbanis. Mekal b'chaim, based on mekal b'chaim, as follows. Ma shal miyachet, if private shlamim shein tuna tenufa, which have no tenufa, chaim while it's alive, tuna smicha, chaim still need smicha. Certainly the public shlamim that need tenufa would need smicha. So that would be, you know, logic, right? Yisrich hilchasa, and that's why we need Halacha Mishim Yisena, which says no, we only have two cases of a public carbon that has smicha. Evidently we can't really we can't apply smicha to Zivcha Shalom Mitzibur. That would make it three. Now on the other hand, if only the Halacha Mishim Yisena, which tells us that it's two maximum, Le'adin and Hainin, I still wouldn't know which ones. I know that Paralim Dover, yes, that's a given because the pasuk there that there's smicha, but what about the other slot? How do you know which carbon to put into the second slot? Maybe it's a siri avay desara, like you're saying, or maybe it's something else. The Kamash Malon comes to Pasuk and says, V'samach Yodel Reish HaSoyer, right, the one that we just learned, to tell you that actually the additional one is something that's comparable to the Soyer of the Nasi, which is Machabar in a very specific Avera, has a very definitive purpose. Kamash Mondumi the Soyer Nasi, the unknown second candidate, has to be similar to the Soyer Nasi, the Machabar Avera is Mitzvah Yedua, which is Machabar in a specific known Avera. And we have only one candidate to fill that slot, which is Soyer of the Soyer. Hence, according to Reb Shimon, we now know that the two Karbonis Tzibur that have smicha based on Loch Mishmisina are these two. Number one, Paralim Dover. Number two, Zorah Vedezorah. According to Rabbi, however, it's Paralim Dover and Sarah Mishtalech, which according to him has a smicha by way of the owner, because according to Rabbi, the owner is the Kayim, because he also gets Kapara, so it's a regular smicha, and that counts as number two, and he discounts Zorah Vedezorah from smicha at all. Okay, so bottom line is, Carbon Tzibur typically does not have smicha. We have Halacha Mishmar Sina, two. There are two exceptions, two do. According to Abiyuda, it's Paralim Dover and Sarah Mishtalech, because according to him, Sarah Mishtalech addresses the Kehanim and atones for them. So the smicha done by the Kohen Gadol is considered smicha by owner. According to Rav Shimon, he disagrees. Of course, there's a smicha, but he's not the owner. So it's just an exception to the whole system. It's not a standard smicha. It doesn't really count as the one of the two standard smichas that we're talking about. Rather, according to him, we fill it with the Sora Vedezara, which is performed by the smicha, which is performed by the Zakenim, will consider the bailum of that code. Okay, now we shift to private karbonis, who typically need smicha, except kol karbonis ha'yachatun smicha chutz, except mipachar u'masar u'pesach. How do we know? Tanu Rabbanan. So if we take a look at the psukim by the Karban Shlomim, where smicha is discussed, we'll find the word karbanoi. He does smicha on the head of his karban. That's an exclusionary term. It's a minimizing term. We find it three times. So we have three applications for karban. Karbani v'lei abachar, only the Shlomim. That's where karban is discussed. Karbanoi is mentioned three times by the Shlomim. So it's coming to exclude a smicha by the bachar. Why would I think there was smicha shiach of aladino? Perhaps it's based on al kamachaymer. Mashlam shein kedushas amirech. Mashlam, which is not holy from its source, it wasn't born holy. right, from birth. Tuna smicha still needs smicha. Of course, a bechor which is kaddish from birth. Shekluchas amirechem ein adin. Wouldn't you agree? Shetan smicha. Smicha is done. Tamalay mar comes the pasuk karbanoi. Only this one. The shlamim anat b'loya bechor. Next, karbanoi b'loya meiser. Only the shlamim anati. Tenth animal, which is kadosh, that doesn't need smicha. Why would I think yes? Shiyachol, perhaps. Well, I didn't. Based on a kavachay, ma shlamim shein mekachin lufnei melachreim. Shlamim is limited. It's only kadosh on its own. It doesn't spread to before to after. Tunus smicha needs smicha. Maser, of course, maser beimish mekadosh lufanav lachreim has that expansive ability. You know, if a person erroneously counted the ninth animal as number 10, it becomes kadosh. Likewise, if he skipped, he didn't count 10 as 10. Rather, he counted 11 as 10. Okay, so that number 11 is Kaddish to a certain extent, despite the fact that it's not really number 10. So we find that this is all based on Psukim, that the Master Behemoth expands, can expand in both directions. So more expansive, more pervasive type of in a positive way, of Kedusha. So wouldn't you believe that it's stronger? In a din, Shaton, Smicha, that means Smicha, Tamaloymar, comes to Pasuk again, Karbonai, to minimize. And to define it, it's only shlamim v'lei maser. Thirdly, karbanim v'lei pesach. How do we know to exclude the pesach from smicha? Perhaps I would say the opposite. Uma shlamim she'enoi v'amoid v'havei. Shlamim is not something that you're obligated to bring. You're not, right? It's something that's offered voluntarily. Still, it needs tun and smicha. Wouldn't you agree that a pesach shu'amoid v'havei, which is a personal obligation to do, enoi din she'eton smicha, of course it needs smicha tam loyma, comes the pasach and excludes the karbanim v'lei pesach. Says the Gemara. You know, even without these exclusions, I would understand that smicha would not apply to b'chor, to maser, to pesach. Why? Because we can refute this logic. Of course, the shlamim needs smicha because look, he stands on higher ground. He has all those add-ons. Nesachim, you have to wave the chaz of a shayk, which is something you don't find by those other karbanos. Says, why are you right? You're 100% right. Kriyas machta ba'amo. On my own, I would just assume that smicha is unique to shlamim and not to the other ones, and the psukim are just sort of extra sources to sort of support this point. Says the elakroy lamali. So why do we need those psukim if they're not needed to teach us the halacha? Says the Gemara, they're coming to teach us different things. So we have karbani mentioned three times, right? Karbani, first one is v'lekar mechaveri. You can't do smicha on your friend's karban. It has to be the owner. Karbonai, the second one, v'lekar mechaveri kicham. You can't do it on the guy's carbon, despite the fact that he can't do his own smicha, as we're going to see tomorrow. You can't do it for him. And finally, karbonai teaches us every owner has to be involved. L'rabbis, to include kol bali carbon, all the owners. Let's say it's a jointly owned carbon. Every single fellow has to come and do the smicha, personal smicha on his carbon. Okay, so bottom line is, a carbon yachad needs smicha, aside from Bchor, Maser, or Pesach, and we learned that the smicha is personal and involves all the owners as well. All the best to you, Natzlacha Rav.